CQCQ, welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Leader Net. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is west of Greenville County. In the instant suppression of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also via a link node. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater sits atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater's elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed offer the frequency provided to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins from that? If so, call WG4MC or Net Control. Once my room, when this is a direct net, all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. When you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please keep your call sign phonetically as always appreciated. Name, location, and send your attempts to on the net for the ratio portion. Before we start with pre-check-in function of the repeater, starting with KO4ZEW Bend, Simpsonville, W2AMD, Andy, Simpsonville, K4SMR, Mel Prosperity, KA3WPP, Howard, Piedmont, KG4PFI, Don, his wife, Linda, KG4QLQ, they both live in Piedmont, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, KI4LJG, that's Robert and Mariana, Leon in Hendersonville, KC4W, Bill and Anderson, KE4DXG, Walton, Edmond, KN4RJN, John Brown, Summit, North Carolina, AA4GX, that's Gus in Newland, North Carolina, KB2BYQ, David Easley. Appreciate everybody using the pre-checking function of repeater. We don't have any echo link stations up, but tonight being Thursday night, we start with Quebec 3 Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
This check-in in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, sir.
WG4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris from Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. And I will be negative and negative.
Net control. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments. Hello, Tom. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Rusty.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet, like, welcome. M0TR, that's Tom and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Tom. Tell Bernie, please say hello. KO4QLG, that's Chris and Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. KC4PLT, that's Richard and Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you stopping by, Richard. Whiskey Uniform 2T, that's Rusty and Moore. Appreciate you stopping by. We've got Echo Link stations, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, that's Jim and Berea, negative and negative.
Twitter, stream internet, Mike, welcome KO4YHY, that's Jim and Berea, appreciate you talking about Jim. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD, my name is Larry, and also Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel EG4AHS, it's Rhonda. We are both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Hope you have a good evening, and a good evening to everybody on the net.
I'll see you, Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome KC4SKD, that's Larry, and his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. They make their home in Easley. Barry Phillips, please tell Rhonda we say hello. Hope you are doing well. Actually, we're going to slide down the next alphabetical group, which will be Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Check in, Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm at my home in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Home WB4ZP8. That's David and Taylor's. Appreciate you stopping by, David. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. See the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'll like to slide down to the next alphabetical group. Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative. 73 CU and all on the net.
With the Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Rick, his wife Miranda, KK4ONO, they're in Piedmont, and via telephone relay, they bring their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, she's in Ware Shoals. Rick, please tell Miranda, Michelle, we say hello, hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
MC. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic. Good evening to you and all on the net.
UG4MC with Blue Ridge Team Internet. Would like to welcome KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife, Joy. K3JOY. They make it home in Easley. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello and thank you for the help yesterday. Everything is working great. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, AO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Matt. Thanks for calling that, sir.
4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, AC4EZN Harry in Kettler, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight. You folks stay dry.
Please check in Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also.
Net control. Number 4, Hotel Hotel Charlie, N4HHC Warren. And Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
To the Blue Ridge Team Internet, right? Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Canmore, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, and her husband Mark, W2MJB. They make their home in Cecilville. Wendy, please tell Mark we said hello. Hope you are doing well and good to hear you this evening. Then we got Warren and Taylor's N4HHC. Appreciate you stopping by, Warren. Additional stations Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. Be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for running the net. 73 is all. KI4GOD.
Team Internet, right? Welcome. KI4GOD. That's John in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by, John. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll find out the next alphabetical group, which will be India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC.
4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative. That's empty threes for each one of you.
Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
WG4MC. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
See with the Blue Ridge Team Leader Net. Mike, welcome. KK4JFO, that's James up there on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate stopping by, James. Hope you're doing well. KE6KEN, that's Ken in Greenville. Appreciate stopping by, Ken. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his wife Donna. KC4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Are you pleased to tell Donna we said hello? Hope you are doing well. Looks like we got another Echo Link station, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Leader Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Good evening, Matt. This is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta Marsh down here in St. Pete, Florida. Be up your way here shortly, next couple weeks. And we hope everybody has a good one, and your temperatures are hopefully better than ours. So this is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta, and we'll turn it back to net control. Thanks, Matt, for doing the net.
4MC with Blue Ridge Team Air Net. Mike, welcome. K2LXC, that's Mars in St. Peter's, Florida. Appreciate stopping by, Mars. Hope you're doing well and stay safe down there. All right, we'll continue with check-in with the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Air Net. You're invited to check-in with WG4MC. From C with the Blue Ridge Team Leader Net, we'll slide down the next South Medical Group, the very patient route for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Leader Net. The Mike through Papa Group, M through P, if you would like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. G4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Leader Net, looking for check-ins. The Mike through Papa Group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge Team Leader Net. You're invited to check in on WG4MC. The Mike Group of High Group, so now welcome up to the B Group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
Net Control. Good evening, Matt. Please check in, N4NLR. So, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here, Jim, Juliet, in your mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out. Good evening, you, Matt, and everybody on the net.
Please check in, November 4, Romeo, Lima, Foxtrot, N4RLF. This is Roger in Seneca. I'll be in and out.
With the Blue Ridge Team Internet, Mike, welcome. N4, is that okay? That's Shane in Cleveland. Appreciate you stopping by, Shane. Hope you're doing well. N4, NLR, Nothing Light Radio. That's Jim in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Jim. N4, RLF. And that was Roger in Seneca. Appreciate you stopping by, Roger. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations. We're in the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for running the net.
This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Mike, welcome. KO4JKV, that's Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you stopping by, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. 7G4MC, now securing the phone portion of the net with our thanks for everyone for checking in. We want to put all stations we seem to secure. May do so. We don't have anybody signed up for Ratchi, so we'll go another round of check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the big group, the whole entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. Internet. Final call for check-in is Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. We're in the whole entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, or do some rides, you can call WG4MC or Net Control.
WKI4DOS.
G4MC, go ahead, Gary.
MC in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Matt. Good evening to all on the net. We had a good day over here today. Got all my doings done that I needed to get done today. So, had a few things I had to get taken care of and got those done and out of the way. So, we're in good shape there. I know I spent a little time over here at your place yesterday, but I was wondering about the antenna you were going to put up today. Did you get it up?
I didn't. I'm having to put that off a little bit. When I woke up this morning, my sinuses were all just a-roaring, and so I haven't felt too good today, but hopefully I'll get better over the weekend and soon.
Your sinuses were bothering you again today. I know they were bothering you a little bit yesterday afternoon, but sorry you didn't get your antenna up. I wanted to find out how that thing was working down here. You know, it works good in one location, and sometimes you put it in another location, and it doesn't work quite as well. But we'll find that out eventually here in the next little bit. But like I said, we had a good day over here today. Joy just kind of got up this morning. She was not feeling well, so she kind of took it easy today while I did running around and getting the stuff done that I needed to get taken care of. Got all back down here to the house and got it all settled in, and just in there enjoying a little bit of the boob tube there a little bit, you know, to see what's going on with it. She likes to watch that show America's Got Talent on Wednesday nights. I don't get to see it. So she was telling me about who did what and this, that, and the other, and now they've got the six finalists in there. So they're going to have a couple more programs on that. But, yeah, they'll run something for a little while, and then it's gone, and they'll put something else in its place, and you don't know if it's going to be any good or not.
Exactly right. It seems like they're changing around so much, just trying to find what's one to bring in the ratings and the advertisements.
I don't like to watch is the advertisements, but I know that's the way the TV stations make their money, is selling advertising spots. And you bring on the programs and all that helps, but if they're not helping somebody sell something, and you know, people are paying for ad time, they can't upgrade their equipment and keep us as informed as they want us to be. You know, they kind of tell us what they want us to hear anyway, but we won't go there. But other than that, Matt, like I said, I just wanted to jump in and check with you a little bit, see if you got your antenna up, and let you know we got everything done over here today. But do appreciate you calling the net. You can sound like you got a good one going tonight. One other question, did you get Gus, AA4GH, did he check in with you via Echo Lakers or anything?
I'll check in this evening, Gary.
Okay, well, I got an email from him saying that the pre-net was giving him a hard time. You know, he kept telling him to try again. And I was going to see if I could maybe find out what's going on with that. I don't know if there's somebody else trying to log in at the same time he was, or if there might be a problem with the pre-net check-in part of the web page there, but I'll find that out tomorrow. Or at least I'll try to, and we'll go from there. But I do appreciate you letting me know about that, and I was going to relay him in had he not got checked in on the pre-net check-ins. But sounds like he made it, which is a good thing. So I'll say 73 to you for now. You have a great evening and wonderful week, what's left of it, or a wonderful weekend. One other thing, sorry you had to cut your vacation short because of the storms down there along the coast. But we got a lot done anyway, so we made up for it. That's a good thing. But we'll say 73 to you for now, Matt. You take care. We'll talk at you a little bit later. WG4MC in the net. KI4DOS.
WG4C Gary, I appreciate all the help yesterday. I said everything is working wonderful. Tell Joy I said hello, and I hope she gets to feel better, just like I hope to get feeling better. I must say I would like to get rid of these allergies, but unfortunately that's not in the cards. But again, appreciate Gary, and again, if you need, you or Miss Joy need anything, please let us know. All right, we've got an EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, Matt, check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Good evening to your, good evening to yourself, Matt in the net. Be negative.
See with the Blueish Team Internet, right? Welcome, KA4PQA, that's Steven over there in Greenwood. Appreciate stopping by, Steven, hope you're doing well. So as you can see, with Blue Ridge Team Internet, looking for check-ins, we're in the big group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Whiskey 4, Bravo Delta Romeo, W4BDR, Brian in Chesney, South Carolina.
Check in and out. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick over in Pendleton. Thanks for holding the net.
MC. Please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima, Victor. The name is Mark. I'm in Belton, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome W4BDR. That's Brian and Chesney. Appreciate you stopping by. KQ4QHV. That's Nick in Pendleton. Appreciate you stopping by. AF4LV, that's Mark in Belton, South Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, Mark. Looking for check-ins, we're in the big room, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. If you like check-in, the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, or do some rides, you call WG4MC or Net Control. See, that pause means we have everybody for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Stand by just a second, I'll send the old net report. See, now it's the King of the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the computer back to normal AMGs. 7-3 and good luck. WG4MC clear.
Hey, man, you want one more?
Check in.
Actually, two more. This is Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, 2, be determined. That's KQ. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net. Sorry I'm late.
Stay with me. I'd like to welcome K4SB, Tommy, and Angela, KQ4, to be determined, TBD. Appreciate you stopping by, Tommy. Hope you and Angela are doing well in Southern Greenville County. WG4MC, now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for having checking in. We will now return the computer back to roll LG 73, good luck and good night. WG4MC clear.
RLV, N4ZLK.
ZLK, AF4LV, good to hear you, Shane. Over.
Haven't heard you in a while, and I was hoping you'd still be on. Nice to hear you. I hope you and your wife and family are doing well.
Roger that. Yes, we are. And I've been off the air. It seems like it's been a year or more now. Just some issues with the antenna and feed line. It's holding up tonight, but I don't know. It just seems to have me jinxed. I want to get a new base station antenna. I'm still using my old mobile antenna up on the roof on a pole. But evidently it's hitting the repeater tonight. Your full quieting sound great as always. I hope your family's doing well. We are staying busy with our online teaching, music teaching, and trying to take care of the little mini farm, as we call it, down here in Belton. So back to you, Shane. AF4LV, over.
You're sounding good. Signal's good, but yeah, I'm sure you are wanting to get back into ham radio at some point, a little more active. I think you were probably more active years ago. That's good about your family doing well and online teaching and things like that and the little farm down there. I've seen pictures that you posted. It looks very pretty down there. So we're doing well here. four little granddaughters now, all under the age of four, and there's another grandchild on the way due in December. So we're really excited. We're having a ball with the little girls, and the rest, all the kids are here, and we're just having a good time with them. Everybody's well, and we're just very thankful. Over.
N4ZLK AF4LV returning. Yeah, wow. Thanks for that report, Shane. That makes my heart really happy. Four little granddaughters. You've almost caught up to us. I really feel old. We have three granddaughters. Our daughter's children, was the one living in Vienna who passed away in 2020. And they have since come back to the States, and they're living with their father and his new bride and their step baby brother in Houston. So we at least they'll be within reach. It was difficult getting over to Austria to see them, but we're glad to have them back home in the States, and then our young and possibly more to come in the future. So we are enjoying grandkids as well. So back to you, Shane. N4ZLK AF4LV.
Congratulations on your grandchildren. I always tell people we should, because they're so much fun. But I'm glad that yours are home in the States now, and you get to see them more often. I can't imagine even being that far away. All of ours are within 30 minutes, so it's really nice. We get to see them at least weekly, and almost every weekend. And Beth keeps either the sisters. My oldest son has three, and my youngest son has one. So they're kind of divided up that way, but they're all really close. They all hang out together, and they come over and see us a lot, and we're very thankful. But I won't hold you. I just wanted to say hello, and good to hear you. Tell your brother David hello. I could probably throw a rock to his house, but I don't ever hear him or see him or anything. So tell him I said hello, and hope you enjoy your evening. And I'll be clear on your final. AF4LV, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, AF4LV. Well, it's always a real treat to hear your voice and talk to you, Shane. It's been way, way, way too long. And I'll definitely tell David that I heard you. I know you're on the road a lot, traveling a lot. And, you know, this past academic year was his last year to teach in the university. So he is officially retired, but not really. He's got lots to do at home. And he is, I think, going to be doing some online teaching with the same music academy that we are with. So we hope that pans out for him. You know him. He's always got to be doing something creative and innovative, and I'm very, very proud of him. So maybe you'll get a chance one day just to go up Wandering Way and stop by his house and just give him a shout. But all my best to you and yours, and thanks for giving me a call up tonight. You really made my day. So blessings on you and your family and your four grandchildren, and hope to talk to you again soon. And for ZLK, 73, and all my very best wishes to your family. This is AF4LV, and I'll be clear.
LK, KI4LZI.
N4ZLK.
Remember, he used to live in the Simpsonville area, am I right?
Talking about David?
LV, that one you just talking to.
Sure, if he lived in Simpsonville or Greenville. I know he did move down the Belton way, I think, but I think he lived in Greenville, but I could be wrong about that.
Like I said, I've listened on and off for years. You're right, Al, he's right. He used to be a whole lot more active on here, for sure, than what he is now. With all you got going on, have you ever even had a chance to take a crack at that website yet?
Oh, we were talking originally. I pulled it up, but I've still got it. I still have it up. My computer's shut down right now, but I've got it bookmarked, and I'll take a look at it. But Mark, who I was just talking to, he was a piano teacher of mine back in college. Not to make him feel old or anything, if he's still listening. But He's a good guy. I enjoyed his piano classes.
You remember him on a lot many, many years ago, but as he says, I ain't heard a lot out of him now, but he kind of explained that he's just got a makeshift antenna and he's way down there and just a makeshift, it might be questionable sometimes in the weather. Not like the way we are here, but we're right up under it.
Definitely have an advantage being this close to the repeater. So, I used to live down in Williamston, which is just north of Belton. And I used to get into this repeater off of a mobile antenna in my car. I did have a 2-meter Ringo Ranger up for a while. Never had any issues. Seemed like we had a good flat or good view of the repeater of Caesar's Head from our house. So it's a little bit flat down that way. But yeah, I know he's been trying for a while. He's had his antenna in different positions, and sometimes some places it works and others it doesn't. But he's also a really busy man. He's doing a lot. So ham radio, I'm sure, has to take a back seat.
Well, I don't even know. Someone told me he's dead now. I'm not sure. David Stansel, W4KA. He told me years ago there was times down there around where he lives at Anderson that he had trouble getting into this repeater up here. He told me that.
Remember W4AK? I think that was his call. I think that's what you said. I do remember David Stansel. And I don't know if he's a silent key or not, but there are still places along 85 just south of Greenville around Piedmont that it's hard to get into this repeater now.
A Kilo Alpha, W4KA, he used to be like Tom, big CW guy. Him and over here below me on the other side of the Pickens County, W4TWX used to do a lot of talking and rag chewing. And I don't know for sure, but someone told me that he ain't with us anymore, David Stansel, and I ain't heard him here on 2 meters or 7 centimeters in years, so I guess he is.
And 4ZLK, it's very possible. I'm going to open my computer up and I'll just look up his call and maybe it'll say something. I'll let you know here in a second.
It's KI4LZI4ID. I'll be here at the radio and think of this stuff and the computer's in the other room. I don't always think of these calls at the right time when I'm on the computer, but there is certain ones that I know that's for sure that ain't with us, but I know I ain't heard KA in years, so it is a good chance it's true.
Say anything on QRZ, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but he's still showing.
I learned about what is QS, well, any of the websites like that. They won't necessarily show until your license is completely gone. That's just like Ray Allison, K4HUG. It shows his license, you know, is in that 2-year period of renewal. We know he's been gone for 3 or 4 years, but that's how the website shows. It's in that 2-year grace period. So sometimes you can judge by that, and sometimes you can't, just like there used to be a station. What was his called? KG4WRC that used to check in on this net a lot. Many, I guess, 15 or 20 years ago. Don down there at, what was it? Boy, I'm forgetting that, but Prosperity, that's where he was at. Now, you look his call sign up and you won't even see it exists, so sometimes you can tell by going there and finding out, and sometimes you can't. It just all depends on when the license runs out.
It's possible that someone would have to notify them as well, and if nobody does, a family member or a friend notifies them that he's passed on, they wouldn't know. Because I have seen them, you know, looked calls up and seen that they were silent key. So maybe a family member got a hold of them.
Well, I was told about it, and I know Jack Norris over here, W4TWX6 mile, I know he's gone. I don't know if you ever knew him or not, but Jack Norris and David Stansel were good friends, and they used to get on 3856 a lot in the morning, and Jack Norris has been dead for over a year now.
Talked to him a couple times, once on 20 meters, and then 2 meter and 70 centimeter repeater a couple times when I was coming back in the Pumpkintown area. And I heard him. I heard him two or three times on 20 meters. But yeah, I know he's gone as well.
For LZI ID, well, he had a couple of repeaters on 6 Mile Mountain. They're still going under his call sign, but somebody else kind of keeps them up. The one that was keeping them up for him 2 or 3 years before he died, J4MZI Scott Costello, D.C. of Oconee County. He and Jack Norris were good friends, and he kept those repeaters up for Jack for the last few years he lives, and he still got them up under Jack's call sign still for anybody that wants to use them. Because that's how Jack wanted it, if it could be financially done.
It was a big asset to the ham radio community. There's people down in Georgia that I got to know when I would go down at night down to Atlanta, down there in the Gainesville area. They all knew Jack as well.
Jack knew people that I couldn't ever begin to know. You know, but there again, he's been in this hobby since when was, they told me. Close to the time, let's see, it was, had to be, because he was telling me at first he started on 11 meters, so it was probably sometime in the 60s when Jack got into it.
I believe it. They've been around a long time. Andy, I'm going to go to bed. It's nice to hear you again. I enjoyed talking to you. I got to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I got to get up at Patrick's hours. I'm not used to that. It's been a while. I'll talk to you later, Andy. Have a good evening. KI4LZI, N4ZLK.
Well, that's just right there on the very page when you first go on that website about that. That's an old, old receiver there, and you see with the headphones that they're using, that was before there was the vacuum tube to drive to amplify the signal, and that was the only way they could really at the time hear it through a headphone. So when you first go to that page on Radio Boulevard there, in four, well, KI4LZI, in a momentary blank.
Have a good night. N4ZLK.
Well, JBQ, you still by here? Larry, KI4LZI.
LZI, KK4JBQ. Good evening, Andy.
Wondering, you know, I know I told you a long time ago about Radio Boulevard there, about that website and many others, but that's literally the history of this hobby, literally. That, broadcast, stuff involved with the military, that is literally the history of it all. And that RHA rack receiver that they talked about in there that was on the aircraft here back in 37. One like that they used to hear Earhart on the chairs, such stuff as that, I tell you, shows you the difference in that technology then and technology of today.
Yeah, many differences.
I believe I saw something similar to that. It was taken directly out of a World War II bomber at a ham fest. Oh, gee, I'm not going to be able to remember which ham fest it was. I went to the Huntsville, and that's in Georgia, I believe. Ham fest, and it could have been there. Yes, it was very different. Difficult sometimes, depending on the vintage of the radio, to offer it power, because if it was initially designed to go into an airplane, voltages were all over the place. Was all over the place, and of course the power supply had to be fail-safe. That lives depended on it, and so I'm not sure what all of the factors might have been to make it so different. But just the operation, I wouldn't want to use one every day. We are kind of spoiled with modern technology. I don't have anything that's, newer than probably a dozen years. But just recently, things have gotten wild. Very nice. Kind of expensive, too. But the information that a ham can get right there is just amazing. What's being displayed in a really fine radio will have all kinds of adjustments, and they'll be big enough that you won't have to go through menus to make any changes. That's appealing to me, I gotta say, because all the radios I have lots and lots of memories. I'm sorry, lots and lots of menus, that's it, what I was trying to think of, in order to make any substantial changes, even power levels or bands, for that matter. And if the radio's large enough, that's turning a knob, not going through six or seven different button presses to get you there. Anyhow, I'm proud to have what I have. KK4JBQ.
For hell's sake, I make do with it. But it, like I said, if I didn't help for some other elder hams over here, like with this 8900 here, I wouldn't be able to. I can do certain things, but like when he programmed that digital tone in this thing for Billy's 147-135, I would have never got that thing in here. He managed to get it in here. It was new enough, it's 8900, that it would do that, but I would have never been able to got it in here.
There are maybe three stages. There's a radio like my 857, a Yaesu, which has, I'll just say it's a clunky menu system, and you can get there, but you probably have the manual in your hand when you do that. And then there's radios that are large and plenty of knobs, and you can get there right from the front panel of the radio. And then there's another thing. There's radios that connect to computers, and you can run it from, a large screen, your computer monitor. Now, I'm not sure that the 857 doesn't have that. maybe it does. That would be something in the middle of the road there. And certainly, if you're using something like a digital mode, you're going to have to connect it to a computer. Do you have any radios that have, I think most of them, at least those that are capable but don't have the large screen on the front, they have what's called CAT control. Computer assisted, I don't know what the T stands for. Let's call it technology. A CAT control. It's probably a 8 or 9 pin DIN plug on the back of the set. If you have a radio that has that, you can connect it directly to a computer.
Well, the guy. Well, I kind of doubt that I've got anything like that. The SHF radio is just the bare basic, you know, IC718. And this 8900, they stopped production of it, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago, even though I went ahead and repaired it after WR4XM told me that today, one in good working condition. I didn't pay anywhere near $600 for it, but he told me today it's worth that. Well, I only paid $425 for it back in 06 when it was brand new, so most of my stuff is not brand new, and what's not brand new, like the 718 they still make, it's just a bare basic type setup, so I kind of doubt that it has that kind of thing, you might say. The closest to any kind of digital stuff I got is this TYT DMRHT I got over here that someone gave me 4 or 5 years ago. Give that to me, and because I upgraded to a dual band DMRHT, and they give me that, and that's probably as close to, other than, like I said, that digital tone that Billy's requires for his repeater out of anything I got. That's about the only digital anything I got.
Oh, well, a couple of things. A DIN plug is, like I say, it has numerous pins on it, and they're arranged in a circle. Now, this plug is not very big. If you recall what a quarter-inch audio jack or a quarter-inch audio plug, it's no bigger than that. And it has a number of pins, 7, 8, 9 pins, arranged in a circle. And they're small little pins. There's a locator on the cable that you connect. And it's also, I believe, the latch that that keeps the plug in. A little locator that you look for. If you've ever seen one before, if you know what it is, it's highly recognizable. Otherwise, you have to go through the computer with a sound card, and everything's controlled with sound. Now that's not as flexible, perhaps. And anyhow, that's a level of operation that I can't, even though I've got a computer sitting right here next to the radios, I just don't have a lot of desktop space. Just have the radios and the computer, for that matter, on shelves. Never got into digital modes. I know some folks are awfully hot on that still. It's been that way for, six or 8 years now. And if if you don't mind, or if you really enjoy, some do, I suppose, letting the computer do all the work. It's you just sit there and watch the contacts come in. You know, that's absolutely legal for contesting and everything. But unlike many hams, I'm not into contesting. It's sort of like fishing in a way. That's a contest too, or it can be. I had a brother-in-law once upon a time that loved to fish. He took me fishing once. I caught a fish, and I was done. I probably would like being outdoors and doing something else than sitting in a boat for hours, you know. But that's what he truly enjoyed, and I wanted to spend a day with him, you know, and enjoy his hobby with him. That's before I knew anything about radios. So I didn't have anything to reciprocate or to share with him. But at least I can say I caught one fish. We threw him back because he was, it fit in your hand. I mean, it was a tiny thing. Those are the kinds you throw back.
4LZI. Yeah. I wasn't, but I'll go ahead and mention to it since I remember you 3 or 4 years ago, Chad telling you about some of these things. You're just on the other side of the wall here over the past day or two. Sometime overnight, my sister's going to have to change the way she feeds her cat out there somehow. The bear come right up here on the other side of the wall here on the front porch. And about toward the gate up there that goes up there, getting to my sister's cat food that he didn't eat at all. So that's the reason why I tell people around here, I have to be very, very careful around here. Right here where I live, at these bear or turret bird feeders, they'll get, if you got a feline like my sister has out on the front porch here, if he don't eat all that food, the bear will come up there and get it himself and tear stuff up in the process.
Well, that's a unique problem. I don't think many people have such a problem as that. My first thought was, welcome the cat in for a meal, and then turn him out again, if that's where you'd rather be. As far as the cat's concerned, I'm sure he'd take a meal wherever it's offered. I wouldn't offer it. I mean, the bear might be smart enough to kind of wait and challenge him for his dish, and maybe make a dish out of the cat, for that matter. That's a unique problem. bears can do a lot of damage. Speaking of Chad, he's got that cabin that he's fixed up. He's fixed it up really nice and spends time up there. It's near a freshwater creek, and I think there's beavers on that. Good fishing and all of that. So he goes up there. Of course, he's got a station up there, too. But there's bears around, and we've had some conversations about how bears can, well, they just do just about anything they want to do, especially if it's on its way. If the bear's on its way to a meal, nothing stands in its way. So you have to make adjustments, I would say. Not a problem I've ever had, thank goodness. KK4JBQ.
KI4LZI, well, this is just another thing that my my sister saw here. Earlier today, a whole bunch of turkeys out here in the yard nibbling around, too. She did. If I understood how to be able to do like he could do to send this stuff to you, I would, but that's like with the other, we were talking about the digital stuff. My abilities are very minimal. I know all that's possible, but I don't know how to do it. But as we approach, let's say this is September, well, the end of October, on the marine frequencies up here, we're going up here hear about all these hunters as we do every year. That's why these bears are all around up in here. When I was growing up here, there wasn't no bear here, but DNR kind of brought some in, and now they're well populated up here, and those, when they come to the end of October that I hear up here, that's what all these bears are for. For them, their dogs and them, it's just if you live in this area, you gotta be very, very careful. You never know what these bears might do. Just like on the other end of the house, got a trash barrel out there. Time or two this summer, they've turned dead over.